This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Van Manen, Seedstra, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Motor & Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Twin Cedar School District. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What role do hospital chaplains play in healing and wellness? In the sixth part of a two-week series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Chaplain Jessica Margrave Sherm at the Pella Regional Health Center. All right, Chaplain, what made you want to get in this line of work as opposed to just a regular ministry? Why did you want to do a hospital ministry?
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful question. When I was growing up, I was raised in a fairly conservative evangelical tradition in the South. And knew from a very young age that I was called to ministry. I felt that stirring in my spirit and those gifts developing. And at that time, there were very limited ways that I could imagine being a woman in vocational ministry. I could be a missionary and go overseas and do work in that capacity, sharing the gospel and loving folks. And so initially, that's what I thought that I was called to do. I went to undergrad college with that as my focus. And while I was in undergraduate, I had the opportunity to do some of that mission work that I thought I was being called to do. And while I was in Ghana in West Africa one summer, I spent some time shadowing in a hospital, nurses and midwives and other missionaries that were working there. And I found myself drawn to just sitting at people's bedsides and listening to their stories and offering support in their moments of need. And I came back to the United States with the realization that's a real ministry and that's something that I could do even here. I don't have to go to the far reaches of the earth to do that work. And so I prayed about it. I sought counsel about it from folks that I trusted, my mentors, and found that that was a viable option for me. And so my focus shifted to chaplaincy work, and that's where I spent most of my study in divinity school doing internships and taking coursework in pastoral care, and here I am.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by KNX Fitness, Westridge Specialty Care, Pella Regional Health Center, and Great Western Bank in Sully. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Good Samaritan Society of Indianola, Golay Heating and Cooling, Precision Chiropractic, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation about what role hospital chaplains play in healing and wellness with Chaplain Jessica Margrave Sherm at the Pella Regional Health Center. Well, it's sort of the opposite of a traveling pastor. Rather than going from congregation to congregation, different congregations essentially come to you in patients, right? And families.
That's true. And that's one of the things that I love about chaplaincy. When I am here at the hospital, I don't represent any particular church or denomination or way of thinking or way of believing. My role is to connect with our patients and their families, and to figure out what is spiritually meaningful to them, what creates spiritual strength and purpose, and how can they stay connected to that in moments of crisis. So I minister with families of every denomination, every religious tradition, and folks who don't claim any religious tradition, but who are still searching for spiritual meaning in their life. So my job is not to evangelize or proselytize, but instead to help folks stay connected to those things that already create meaning for them.
Okay, so let's just take a hypothetical situation. Let's say I'm a patient and I've had surgery and you just come knock at the door or something. How does that work?
That's a great question. There's a few different ways for a chaplain to be invited into the care plan of a patient in our facility. So first and foremost, any patient that's admitted here is asked on their initial nursing assessment if they have any urgent spiritual needs and if they would like a visit from a chaplain. And so at that point, a patient has the option to say, yes, I'd love to have a visit from the chaplain, or no, please do not let a chaplain walk into my room, or it's fine. I wouldn't bother me if a chaplain visited. And so I prioritize my visit schedule based on that, meeting with those folks who've asked specifically for a visit, and then listening to my colleagues talk about what's going on with that patient's plan of care. So every day I sit in on rounds with our interdisciplinary team, with nurses, social workers, physical therapists, and I'm listening for what spiritual distress might be going on. Is someone having a really difficult time with the new diagnosis, or are they here dealing with some specific illness, but there's a lot of tension at home and that's creating a difficult atmosphere for them here? And so as I hear those needs arise, then I find out ways that I can offer support in those moments from a pastoral perspective in collaboration with my colleagues.
Okay, so they might, a doctor or nurse might say, oh, you know, please stop in and see Bob, and he seems distressed.
Absolutely. That's not uncommon at all. So we have hospitalists that work here, physicians that are on the med-surg floor day in and day out, and they may be the one who's just had to give a patient difficult news. We've seen this on a scan, or maybe it's time to think about hospice care. And so that physician will often come to me and talk about some of those issues, and we'll go into a room together so that I can offer support during those conversations, or help a family think through what's meaningful at this point. What are the goals of your care? Where is God in all of this? And where do you feel God's presence leading you? So those are some of my favorite ways to get involved in patient care, because I know there's a real need there. And you can tell that the other staff are listening for those spiritual needs as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Leighton State Bank, Mahaska Bottling, Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith, and Marion County Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Pella Indoor Pool, Kevin Wadley, CPA, Jill V. with the Pella Realty Group, and Edward Jones Financial Advisors Scott Van Tassel and Lee Curry.
I continued my conversation about what role hospital chaplains play in healing and wellness with Chaplain Jessica Margrave Sherm at the Pella Regional Health Center.
Okay, so you walk into a room. You just don't say, what are your spiritual needs today, I presume.
No, so definitely not.
How do you proceed?
Typically, I go in and I introduce myself to the patient as the chaplain. And there's different schools of thought in chaplaincy about how much prep work a chaplain should do, whether it's important to go into the room not knowing much and have a patient tell you, or whether it's important to be well-versed in what's going on with their plan of care. I am on that latter spectrum. I like to know, what has the doctor been saying? What are the nurses doing? What has the social worker experienced? So that the patient feels like they don't have to repeat their story for the thousandth time to the stranger coming in. And so part of the gift of chaplaincy is to be able to go right to some of those difficult places. And so that's part of how I engage folks. You know, I know that getting that news today, I can imagine that that just really has been hard to hear, or I can really imagine that this decision between, you know, a dangerous surgery or hospice care is causing some concern. Can you tell me more about what you're thinking? Where is your heart in this? If there's not that specific dynamic, if I'm not going in there for a specific purpose, then my job is just to sit and listen. I engage folks in questions about their life. What do they do? What's their support system? And one of the questions I often ask is there anything that's worrying you? What's keeping you awake at night? Anything causing you concern? And that's typically where some of those spiritual things will come out that I have a chance to address with them more specifically.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Midwest One Bank, Edward Jones Financial Advisors Justin Madsen and John Krogstad, RJ Performance of Ottumwa, and Marion County Public Health. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Crossroads of Pella, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Skuring and Utermarkt, and iHealth Solutions.
I continued my conversation about what role hospital chaplains play in healing and wellness with Chaplain Jessica Margrave Sherm at the Pella Regional Health Center.
Oftentimes, when there's a serious diagnosis, when things aren't looking very good, I've noticed that we as a society tend to say, okay, we can beat this. Well, you know, we can conquer this. We're behind you. It's going to be okay. You don't want to get caught up in that, do you? Because if it isn't okay.
Yeah, that's always a tricky place to be. And that's a fine line that I think anyone in the healthcare profession walks. Because there's always the chance for hope, a new treatment, a new intervention, another possibility. And we want to make sure that our patients are aware of that and know that and have access to that. There's also the real compassionate option, I think, to tell people the truth about what's going on with them and making sure that they know that choosing comfort care in those situations doesn't necessarily mean giving up hope. It's still a treatment plan. I often am part of those conversations where somebody's deciding to go to hospice. And that's the tension, this idea of, well, we don't want to take away someone's hope. As a person of faith, I don't think we can ever take away hope, because hope doesn't hinge on life or death. Our hope is grounded in something greater than that. And so at that point, my conversation becomes, what do you want your life to look like? How do you want to live fully all the days of your life, whether those are years and years or just a few weeks? How can we make sure that you're living the fullest life that God has intended for you? And that's kind of where I am part of those conversations, transitioning from aggressive treatment to comfort measures and care. I also think people feel like choosing not to do everything in a situation like that is somehow taking opportunities away from God. That's something I hear all the time. And so it's also part of my role to remind people that God is bigger than anything that we might have access to here in the medical field. And while we're lucky to live in a day and age that's full of miraculous interventions and technologies, that also isn't where our only hope lies. And so I'm grateful to be part of those conversations and to be part of a facility where I'm not the first person saying that to them. It's not uncommon for our doctors and nurses to be reaffirming that sense of life-giving hope that goes beyond life or death or even outcomes sometimes.
Do you ever get somebody that says, oh, I haven't been the best person I could be. My eternity isn't looking like it's going the right direction. Do you ever have people say
sometimes
something like that?
sometimes. And that's a tricky place for me as a chaplain, because part of my ethical obligation in chaplaincy, part of what it means to be a board-certified eligible chaplain, is that I can't convince people one way or another that their belief system is right or wrong or inappropriate. What I would often do with the person in that situation is dig deeper with them to find out, what does that mean for them? What does eternity look like for them based on their own faith tradition? If there are certain things that their religious tradition requires of them that they have or haven't done, how can I help them connect to that in a way that will make them feel more content, more at peace with that situation? And then in those situations where there is not maybe that kind of spiritual or religious framework, thinking through with them who God is, where God is and has been in their life, and taking some of that burden off of them personally and asking them to think about, is God good or is God punitive? Is God loving or is God, you know, these different types of ways of understanding God, so that I can better help them connect and find that sense of peace in that moment.
What's the worst part of your job, the hardest thing?
Traumas and tragedies that involve children is the hardest part at this point. I'm a mother to little kids myself, and I always just find those to be really personally challenging. I think some of my greatest strengths as a chaplain come in those moments of trauma. I love working in the emergency department, being with people in those kind of intense moments of crisis. So in those moments, I keep it together and I'm able to support those families and our staff, but I often find myself exhausted for a week or two afterward and really just have to work hard to process and take care of myself, because those are the situations that hit really close to home.
And the best part of your job?
There's two. It's as ridiculous as it may sound to folks who are not in this world, when I'm able to support patients and families in the hospice process who are nearing the end of their life, and allowing those folks space to talk about what has been meaningful in their life, to say what they need to say to their families and loved ones, to surround their bedside with prayer or scripture or whatever is spiritually meaningful to them. Those are moments when I walk away and I think, that was a full life well lived, and I was honored to be a part of that. The flip side of that is when new babies are born and I have the chance to go and offer a prayer of blessing over those new babies. You know, I think sometimes in the hospital setting, people imagine the chaplain is kind of one step ahead of the Grim Reaper. And so, you know, it seems like the chaplain only gets called in those difficult times that we've been talking about. But as a minister, part of my vocational identity is to provide a sense of God's blessing over those things in our lives that are delightful and joyful, whether that's prayers of thanksgiving after a successful surgery or the birth of a healthy, vibrant baby, and getting to pray that that child will grow and God's grace and knowledge and strength is a gift. And I wish I got to do that more often.
Thanks to Chaplain Jessica Margrave Sherm for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.